Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, loves to spotlight our local community and find out what's going on in town. And we're going to learn more about our local Laguna Beach Interscholastic Mountain Bike Team now. We've got Ty Diggins in studio. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So we're going to talk to you about this mountain bike team and a fundraiser you have coming up on November 7th. Do you want to start by explaining that Laguna Beach has a mountain bike team, which I think a lot of people might not be aware of still?
Yeah, it's from it's Thurston's mountain bike team and the high school's team. It's from ages or from grades 6 to 8, and the high school, it's all throughout the high school. So yeah, it's pretty fun. We've been running for 2 years now, and yeah, it's great.
What grade are you in now?
I'm in eighth grade.
You're in eighth grade. So yeah. Are you going to graduate to the high school team next year?
Yes.
Cool. And how does mountain bike competition work? How do you guys compete?
They set a spot, the NICA, the organization for the mountain bike team. And we go like to any spot in Orange County that they choose, and we compete against other middle schools around there.
Right.
Yeah.
And then so are you doing a lot of like our Aliso trails and stuff like that, that Laguna's so famous for in terms of biking?
Yeah, that's what we practice on a lot.
Okay, cool.
How do you compete? Is it a race?
Yeah, it's a big race. All middle schools everywhere are just competing with us.
But are they all competing in the same like area of mountain?
Yes.
They pick a thing for the year and they say, this is the trail we're going to do.
They choose different trails for every race.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and is it pretty gnarly? Like, is it quite uppy-downy, or is it, you know? I mean, I'm trying to mountain biking seems like a very scary thing to me.
It's, for me, it's not that scary, but for, like, other people, it can be really scary.
You're saying for lesser people than yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
AKA, don't join the mountain bike team.
Don't do it. Yeah. I mean, I find it hard to walk up and down mountains, let alone get on a bike and do it. Is it the bikes, special bikes? I mean, they're very expensive? No? Yes?
There's some bikes that are expensive, but there are some that are not as expensive as the expensive ones.
The really expensive ones. Right, that makes absolute sense. And there are some mountains higher than other mountains, I would think.
Yeah.
And more difficult than other mountains to ride on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a whole, everything's different there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us about the fundraiser coming up, Ty, on November 7th. What's the Dirt Fondo?
It's a 25-mile course from Laguna Beach to, I think, Aliso area. And it's fundraising for the mountain bike team. And it's $25 for the 25-mile and $50 for the 50-mile.
Wow, there's 25 miles we're talking about here.
Yeah.
That's a long way to be riding, especially uppy-downy, which that's the technical term, isn't it, I'm sure, for the thing. And I know I'm making fun, but that's a really tough thing to do. And you guys are raising money for the team itself. That's the point, right?
Yeah.
So what does that buy? What does that money buy?
That'll buy us some more, like, jerseys, from some new clothes. That'll get us some more sponsors. That'll get us a lot of things.
Yeah, and keep the team going.
Yeah.
Probably very healthy. Very good for you.
Yeah.
You feeling strong? Feeling fit?
Not right now.
Too early in the morning. But you're going to be good for the day itself.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this sounds like loads of fun.
So November 7th, that's like not this Sunday, but the following, is that right?
Following, yes.
Yeah, and so that's going to be, you can register at Laguna Cyclery. Only 100 riders are allowed. Uh-huh. So should people go over there now to register?
You can go over anytime you want. Just be there before they get closed.
Yeah, sure. Okay. You're competing in this, of course, right?
Yes.
And are you doing the 25 or the 50?
25.
Okay, cool. Do you know people doing the 50?
Yeah, I know one person's doing it.
What do you think? You think it's going to be tough?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really hard.
Sounds hard to me.
Shh. So driving 50 miles is quite taxing, isn't it?
So is there a website or anything you want people to learn more, or just drop by Laguna Cycle?
It's mtv.org. That's a website that you can get more information off.
For mountain biking in general?
Oh, no, that's for the Dirt Fondo.
Oh, say it again?
MTV.org.
MTV.
I don't think that's what it is.
MTB.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
MTB.org.
How'd you get that?
Yeah, that seems like a good... I want to buy that website. Yeah. All right. Well, well done, Ty. We're excited to help you guys promote this and also to get some more riders out there to the Interscholastic Mountain Bike Team's Dirt Fondo that raises money for our teams in town, the middle school and the high school mountain bike teams. Anything else you want to add?
Not really, except it's going to be really fun. So everyone get out there.
Cool.
Totally, yeah. Just be careful. Are you wearing a helmet when you do this?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Making sure.
Good checking. I'm sure he wears more than just a helmet. Ty, thank you very much, sir.
Uh-huh.
Again, mtb.org for more information.